Welcome to the podcast, Bridge Spider Ben Flan. Spider, what did you think of maths last night, mate?
Yes.
I do know by the ads that they had something going on.
It was like the end, wasn't it? I'll be honest with you.
Over the last week, the last 3 weeks, I've heard this is the biggest week ever. This is the biggest week ever for maths.
The most explosive episode ever.
Then we heard this is finally, this is the end. The final week. The last week. The last day. That was Sunday. Then Monday. The last.
Only two more reunion events.
And then next up. So I think it's getting towards the end, but I don't know when it ends.
Has there been a TV show that's driven you more to distraction ever? Okay, I can tell you really don't like it.
Oh, no, not that I don't. Like, to be honest with you, I haven't given it a chance.
Right.
So maybe I haven't really watched it. I had to do it once and I lasted about 10 minutes. But we've had race days here with a few of these people that have been on maths. I wouldn't have a clue who they are.
Okay.
I don't care who they are.
Yeah.
And I don't know how people can get invested in just – and I know, Bridge, you're going to say because they're such morons and they're such idiots that you find it really funny.
Well, you do start out going, oh, you're so beautiful and, gee, he's attractive. Why are they single? Within episode two. Oh, there it is.
There you go.
That's why you're single. And then you say stupid things like you do every episode, like, oh, they just want followers.
Yeah.
Oh, why are they here? And then you have experts who don't ever intervene.
No. Would you like to have seen it without a producer?
Yeah.
So actually see it without any production behind
it. All the prompting that they clearly get to say this and that.
You know, make sure you say this. And as you say, they're doing their vows or so whatever they're doing. What do they say? Their breakup speech and they're prompted on certain things they've got to talk about. Would you like them to have no outside influences and then and just see if it is actually as explosive or if it's actually really boring?
I think we know what the answer to that is.
Yeah.
Even Spider knows what the answer is.
What is the answer?
Boring.
Yeah, a live Married at First Sight. Here's a combination. Why don't we do Married at First Gads? And so then you'd watch it if it was getting couples married in the Pilbara and then send them off in different locations around Australia to explore for their honeymoon.
That's a lovely idea.
See, if we're going down this path, I'll do The Block and the Biggest Fattest Loser people.
Okay, I was trying to plug your show, but anyway, that's okay.
Yeah. No,
Australian Doorstep.
Yeah, no, because I reckon if you do those two, if they're running around and fixing everything and moving dirt and carrying, wood and all that kind of stuff, they'll lose a fair bit.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And I'd like to see you lock them out of the car and make them jog 1,500 kilometres after you as you move around the Great Australian Doorstep.
Oh, see, we could combine them all, and that's clever. Or, you could have Married at First Sight and then renovate straight away and see if you survive.
See, that's another one. Why don't they get these couples who, supposedly married, and make them renovate instead of doing all this other crap they do? They go on a picnic or they go here and go there. No, you're building a bathroom together.
Yeah, that's true. And then I'd like to see a Married at First Sight too. Someone that's actually a celebrant and they don't know that they're actually married.
Oh,
so they have to stay together, otherwise they've got to go through the divorce courts.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Story of your life, Spider.
That would be good.
That would be really interesting. And they reckon that the most stressful thing a couple can go through is a renovation.
Yes.
Or a trip to IKEA.
Call that one Bitter Homes and Gardens. The Queen just sent a telegram to that joke. Coming up on the podcast, Serenity Safe Harbour is going to catch up with the Deputy Premier of Queensland in Bowen Bay, of all places. We've been watching the news for all these things that people say on the news, and we've only got to Wednesday. Normally do it on a Friday, but we've got to Wednesday and it's already full of stuff you won't forget people said. And MAFS, wait till you hear the wrap-up of MAFS. It is spot on with Bridget.
We do love watching the news, local news here, Channel 7, Channel 9, or some of us watch the national news, and you always find a pretty good headline. And we've found a couple, and it's only Wednesday. We normally do this on a Friday, but we've had some crackers to kick off the week so far. So we thought we might run around the table here and find out who's got the best news headline so far, or the quote of the week.
Oh, yeah.
Benny, you're kicking it off.
I saw this on A Current Affair the other night. I don't know if you saw it.
ACA with Racey Trace.
There was a bloke who bought a house And then he moved into the house and realised it was only half a house.
It is literally only half a house.
It's a duplex and they just didn't build the other half.
I must admit, though, the builders who did build it did an unbelievable job of getting it perfectly straight building the other side. Awesome. I thought they'd done a great job.
Oh, it's an amazing, dividing wall. It just doesn't divide anything.
There's no windows, nothing.
Anyway, which led the reporter, speaking to the poor bloke that lives in half a house, to have this realisation.
This is the contract that he signed and this is the image he thought he was getting, and he got half a semi.
Sorry.
What do you like about that question?
It's exciting when you move into your home for the first day.
Just to clarify, he was not excited. Someone was obviously very excited.
He got half a semi. So.
Well, there you go. Absolutely.
And Flan, you was,
yeah, yours? I have, mate. I do, along the same lines, really. The Titans, they're having a fantastic year. They're $1.50 favourites to beat Manly in Manly.
Yeah.
Right.
And they've named an unchanged side. You'd know that if you're listening to Spider Sport this morning.
That's a great sign of a club.
It is, isn't it? And clearly, if you listen to this grab, clearly they're going great because they're a very close team.
You know, inside me, it's BK, Dave and Ash and...
You are so
got
childish.
Half a semi.
Do you just watch Bruce? Do you watch Brucey Page and just try and work it out? I can't put Brucey Page and these two quotes together at the moment.
No.
You know, inside me, it's BK, Dave and Ash and...
Good luck to him.
He got half a semi.
All right, mine's above the belt.
Bridge, what about you? Bridge, what have you found during the week?
So funny. I love a good witness.
Yeah, okay.
Because they're not media trained.
No.
And they're trying to recount a situation that happened. This isn't the best situation. It happened a couple of nights ago. There was gunshots. It was on the news last night, this bit though, on Arundel Street, multiple gunshots. And they went to the witness. He was an older guy with grey long hair. Mm. And he was trying to recreate the scene in words.
Yeah, they get them to do that.
Yeah, have a listen to this.
Yelling out, don't do it again, mate. And he said, don't do what? Your dog. The guy who was driving.
So that's pretty good, your dog. Like, he went right into character, which is super cool. So then I thought, what would that sound like to some rap R&B? Let's have a listen.
Don't do it again, mate. And he said, don't do what? Your dog. Your dog. Don't do what? Your dog. He said...
You hear that pumping out at Bunnings at Pimpamar on Saturday night.
Well, there you go. I hope that grabbed you. And we're into Serenity Safe Harbour now, the most famous resident of Byron Bay, who is going to catch up with the Deputy Premier of Queensland, who, despite telling all Queenslanders to holiday in Queensland, went for a little holiday in Byron Bay.
My adopted Rainbow Province name is Serenity Safe Harbour. I reside at 420 TP Terrace, Week 1 Way, Ferngully, Byron Bay. And for full transparency, I was formerly known as Captain Stinky McDidget, Maryborough's favourite rodeo clown. And as Stinko McDidget, I was the first clown to distract a bull by riding a tiny tricycle. Proud of that. And you know what? Sewing your own foot back on, not as hard as you think. Very proud of that. Tornado the Bull flicked me so high. And you know what? It's amazing how much tricycle can disappear into the human body. Sort of proud of that. And of course, I was Graham Thompson of Yatala for a while.
Yeah. Mm.
I just got home from the Byron Bay Bucket Club where I finally won the members' draw.
Hey.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, well, I won 320 square metres of cheesecloth from Spotlight at Mullumbimby. Handy. I can make pants and a shirt and a house.
Oh. Mm,
looking forward to it. Yesterday, Sister Heather Featherwolf ran through Wigwam Way causing a commotion, wearing nothing but mud, goose feathers and a toilet seat around her neck, which is our secret code for when cops or politicians approach our commune. And Featherwolf was right. It was the Queensland Deputy Premier, Dr. Stephen Miles, holidaying in Byron Bay. I thought I felt a disturbance in the force.
Yeah.
The Queensland Health Minister just wanders into TV Terrace and freaks us out. It took a two-day peyote party for everyone to calm down. Stephen Miles made a little speech. He seems a bit robotic when he speaks, if you ask me. But then I noticed he lifted his shirt, pressed his belly button and rebooted his operating system. I informed Stephen that in Byron Bay we don't vaccinate because we care about what we put in our bodies, except for tricycles. But I spoke with the Deputy Premier at length and I felt he really listened. So we gave him something to remember us by. Whooping cough, tuberculosis and scabies. Mahalo, aloha, shesha and yeah.
Well, there you go. Thanks, Serenity. Now, shut up. MAFS is the biggest show on TV. Not if you are a spider, but it is a huge program. And Bridget Broussard has got a wrap-up for you like no other.
Well, the ratings boomer for Channel 9 and the most complained about series of all time, Married at First Sight. Looks like in the past they've had a bad success rate. Seems all right this year.
Okay.
But it is the most complained because of the mistreatment of partners by not only some of the blokes but some of the ladies as well. You've got Bryce, you've got Beck, just to name a few. Let's go through the last few nights of the commitment ceremony, the final ones, where they stay or where they go. Let's start off with the controversial couple, Bryce and Melissa. Geez, what's Melissa going to say?
Throughout the experiment, you've been involved in conflict with others that have brought our relationship into the spotlight.
That's right.
And there have been times where I've questioned if our life and relationship on the outside would be as volatile as it's been in the experiment. The rumour of someone waiting for you outside of the experiment has plagued our relationship. Yeah. The anxiety knowing that you could break my heart was nothing short of devastating. Despite the rumour, the conflict and everyone's opinion on our relationship, I know deep down in my heart that I have never felt this way about anyone.
That's a good start, isn't it?
They're not getting divorced.
No, no, they're sticking together. Alana and Jason as well. Let's see how this one rolls out.
There have been countless examples of double standards. You've been blindly loyal to people with seriously questionable morals. You hurt me really, really badly.
Yeah.
I have huge doubts in trusting what you say. I do see you in my future, and I do want to give that a go with you.
Hang on, what?
Yeah, want to give it a go.
Yeah,
all right.
Like, sounds like excellent. It's written by producers, because who really thinks of that?
Well, there's two templates. We've discussed, Jamie and I last night, and my hubby, that there's the stay template and the go template. Mm-hmm. It always starts off with, during my time on this experiment, I start off the wedding, and then there's always a however and a but and a due to.
Mm-hmm.
And then a but I love you. So let's move on with that in mind.
Despite all that,
that's a good one too. Jake and Beck, I thought for sure Beck was going to brush him.
Starting at this point in our journey, you had said some things to me that have been hurtful and have made me retreat inwards. You were rude, condescending and cold. I just couldn't figure out why someone would be like that. I didn't feel wanted or even liked, and my walls went up immediately. There's even a part of me that is in love with you, Beck.
I love you, but I'm going to stay with you.
Which part? I have a fair idea.
There's two of them.
Sounds very different to when I got divorced.
A little different.
Is a vow. This isn't divorce.
Yes.
This is the opposite.
This isn't a compliment sandwich or poo
on
toast.
They're already married.
Here we go. And finally, Georgia and Liam last night. This was an interesting twist. She went hard.
I was met with hostility and defensiveness.
Mm.
You gaslighted me. Mm. You manipulated the blame.
Yeah.
And you tried to put your insecurities onto me.
Yeah.
I know who I am and what I stand for.
So go.
And I will not accept that behaviour now or ever.
Good. Yeah. Break up with him.
Was someone to love me for exactly who I am.
Yeah.
Be open-minded and treat me with respect. You did none of these things.
Nah.
Even so, I'm giving you another chance.
No!
That just shows you don't know me.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to have a partner who doesn't know me. So let's just call it quits.
What? After all of that, he's gone, no, you can bugger off. She goes, oh, well. And he's like, I'm going for a drink with the boys. She's like, you're bisexual. That could be anything.
No, so and then, up your bronzer.
Oh, well, don't, because he will.
Oh, will he?
You shove your bacon egg sandwiches up your bronzer.
Would he?
I don't know.
Let's move right along.
Okay. Between him and his god, mate.
There we are, kids. Moral of the story, put up with crap. For some more followers. There we are. That's love. Love
anyway,
for millennials.
The reunion's on tonight.
It's a beautiful.
Looking forward to
beautiful
that.
Beautiful thing. Yeah.
That's it for the show. Grab yourself the listener app. It's an app, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes, it is. This newfangled technology.
Oh, boy. Grab yourself the listener app. That is the end of our podcast. But if you want to catch our show, it's from 5 in the morning on weekdays on 92.5 Triple M's Gold Coast.